two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. We're following breaking news on the 7 o'clock report.
A record 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment insurance last week, shattering the all-time record.
Yahoo Finance anchor Adam Shapiro joins us live on the KSL Newsline with instant analysis. What do you think about that number, Adam?
Well, it's a frightening number. It's the highest level. I'm going to quote from the Labor Department press release. This marks the highest level of seasonally adjusted initial claims in the history of the seasonally adjusted series. I mean, we saw the amazing 3.3 million last week. We've seen this increase to 6.6 million. And we've heard from the Federal Reserve that there's concerns that there could be short-term unemployment reaching almost 30% of the working population. Now, we're not there yet. But this economy is shutting down, and people need to pay the bills, and you see these claims going up. It's very frightening. And by the way, futures are giving up some of the gains we had. They were stronger earlier this morning. We still have about 28 minutes before the opening bell, but they're starting to pull back a bit.
That 6.6 added to the 3.2 puts us pretty close to 10 million over the last 2 weeks. And it almost feels weird to me to continue to compare this to 1982 when 695,000 people filed for unemployment claims, because we were in the midst of a strong economy before this, and that makes it unlike any of the past downturns.
That, and when we speak to the economists and the analysts who come on our program, what they tell us is this is the first time we've ever had a financial problem with a health crisis. You know, every other kind of recession, huge gains in unemployment we've had was related to a financial situation or an economic slowdown. This is just everything at once. And one of the statistics that is troubling is that people with money market funds, money market mutual funds, they've been pulling out huge amounts of money. They're putting it into savings accounts or cash that pays no interest. But another $54 billion was removed from money market funds last week. The reason that's important is money markets are a great supplier of short-term loans to small businesses. And what do small businesses do? They use those loans to pay salaries while they wait for people to pay bills, and they keep people employed. The small businesses can't get the loans. They can't keep people employed, and you get layoffs, and you see what happens.
Adam, how is this different because it's connected to a medical crisis? Can we at least say we know there will be an end to this at some date? We don't know the date certain, but at some date in the near future.
That's the key question, right? The big difference between this and what we all can pretty much remember, the 2008 financial recession, the Great Recession, as they call it, is that you can't really say when this will end because of the uncertainty of the health issue. Now, I can tell you that Johnson & Johnson's chief scientific officer was on my program Monday, and he said they will be testing the vaccine they've got in September, with vaccinations possibly starting before the end of this year for medical folk and people most at risk. But that means we have to get, that all has to work, and then we have to get to the next, 7 months of the year. So there's a great deal of uncertainty out there. I've had analysts and very smart men and women, one from BlackRock, who said we could be forming, at least as far as markets are concerned, a bottom to all of this. But you saw the sell-off yesterday, and usually peak to trough when you are in a bear market, you go down further than 20%, and we haven't gone much past 34% yet, but it usually is somewhere in the mid-30s. So there's a lot of concern that this isn't over, and the big difference is you can't time it. You can never time a market, but you really can't time a virus.
Yeah, we've only got about 30 seconds here. What do you think the reaction from the markets will be today?
The reaction right now from the markets isn't paying attention to the unemployment number. It was expected. What they're paying attention to is oil, whether the Saudis and the Russians call off their oil war because they were driving prices to incredible lows and dumping huge amounts of oil on the global market. And what you're seeing right now is a rally in the price of crude oil and in oil stocks. But listen, if you are still able to drive out there, do not expect the price of gas to shoot up anytime soon.
Thank you so much, Adam, for your time. Adam Shapiro, anchor with Yahoo Finance. And trading will resume on Wall Street in about 25 minutes. So your money at this moment, the Dow futures are up 104. The S&P futures up 11.7. The NASDAQ futures up 18 right now.
And again, a record 6.6 million Americans filed for unemployment insurance last week. You've been listening to special coverage here on Utah's Morning News, and we'll get another update from ABC News at 7:15, followed by a live report from the White House. Then at 7:30, Representative Ben McAdams will join us live to talk about the congressional stimulus plans.